This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The tide is turning a bit in Ohio's 2016 U.S. Senate race. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Morning, Marianne.
So in the spring, it looked like the Republican incumbent, Rob Portman, was very vulnerable to the Democratic frontrunner, former Governor Ted Strickland. How's it look now?
Well, I think he's still vulnerable, but it looks better. Quinnipiac University Polling Institute does a poll in swing states like Ohio, and they've done several of them this year on the Senate race. And the first one they did in April had Strickland up by 9 percentage points over Portman. That wasn't very good. Then in June, it was 6 percentage points. Now, last week, they came out with one that had Strickland up by only 3 percentage points. And you have to remember that the margin of error in this poll was plus or minus 3%. So if you're looking at it as a political professional and trying to plan a campaign, you say, this is a dead heat. This is anybody's race. And that's probably the case right now.
So what do you think accounts for Strickland's slippage here?
Money. I think it's the fact that millions of dollars already have been spent in Ohio, either by the Portman campaign or by Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers organization, which has been running ads attacking Strickland. And he has been battered by this for months. And it's bound to have some kind of effect. You know, they criticize him for losing 350,000 jobs while he was governor of Ohio. And you can make an argument that, you know, well, the whole country was losing jobs at that time. But, you know, it's they're pounding at him, and he doesn't have the resources to answer at this point. Portman has 10 times as much money in the bank. Plus, he has allies like Americans for Prosperity and other groups that are spending money not directly on his campaign, because he can't do that, but trying to tear down Strickland.
Now, it seems the Republicans are pretty much ignoring P.G. Sittenfeld, the Cincinnati council member. Why?
Well, they are, because he doesn't show up in the polls very well. Now, what he does is, you know, P.G. Sittenfeld will criticize Strickland for not taking positions on issues. He did that last week when Strickland didn't take a position on the Keystone XL pipeline. And what the Republicans do is they pick up on Sittenfeld's themes and start pounding away at Strickland for not taking positions on issues. And in other words, they steal Sittenfeld's issues. You know, and it must be kind of frustrating for him, but at least, you know.
Can you give us an example? I mean, how does that work?
Well, the Keystone pipeline thing last week was a perfect example. Strickland said at a meeting here in Cincinnati that he wasn't going to take a position on it because it wasn't an Ohio issue. And Sittenfeld came out a couple days later saying, wait a minute, you're a United States senator. This is a very important issue. It has climate change implications. And of course it could affect Ohio. And even if it didn't, a senator has to make decisions on issues of national importance and international importance that don't have anything to do with Ohio.
Now, in the end, does Sittenfeld have any chance of winning the Democratic primary?
I'm one of those persons, I will never say never. I've seen all kinds of strange things happen in politics over the last 40 years. He's so far behind. That same Quinnipiac poll had 88% of Ohio voters saying that they did not know enough about him, Sittenfeld, that is, to form an opinion one way or the other. Now, that's just terrible. I mean, they didn't know him. They have no idea who he is. So it's kind of hard to imagine him raising the money and trying to catch up with a Ted Strickland who has been a political figure in Ohio for decades.
And briefly, tell us why this Senate race in Ohio is just so important.
It's very important because the Democrats are going to try to win back the Senate next year. They lost it in 2014. They're going to try to get it back. Ohio is one of the key battlegrounds because they look at Rob Portman and they say he is vulnerable.
Howard, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.